This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You know, I mean, follow along with the conversation. Try to figure out what to, I mean, if you can't keep up, I don't know what to tell you. I don't think Romper Room is on the air anymore, so I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Andrea Kay is going to join me on the other side of the break with the Andrea Kay Show, and she used to guest host for me on a regular basis. So she became a bigger wig, right? Monday, she's on Monday through Friday. She'll give the information on the show when she comes on. And I love watching her get all wound up about some of these issues, and I'm going to give her a chance for once. Instead of being the host, where you really have to kind of be nice sometimes, I'm going to let her be the guest, where she doesn't have to be so nice, and just unload on some of these issues that are going on. Because, you know, again, we need to stop playing nice. The time, look at it, in the immortal words, well, with her, they are immortal anyway, with the immortal words of Mrs. Clinton, you can't be civil with people who don't want to be civil. They don't want to be civil. It's really that simple. They don't want to be civil. All right. That wonderful college, you know, UC Berkeley. They're very confused people up there. University of California Berkeley student senator is facing calls to resign after expressing her traditional Christian views. That's right. We're not allowed to have them. Isabella Chow is an elected student senator who represents the Associated Students of the University of California. But after choosing to abstain from voting on a resolution to oppose the recent Title IX changes proposed by President Donald Trump, Chow's own party disavowed her. The proposed Title IX changes lack a legal definition of gender, effectively limiting gender identity to one's physical sex. See, I told you how we can fix this. Nobody wants to listen to me. It's really simple. Let's get rid of male and female. I'm good with that. Let's just, because, you know, that comes from Latin words, the root of a Latin. Let's get rid of male and female. Let's make everybody an Xer or a Yer. You can't deny biology. Right? You either have the X gene or the Y gene. Now, if you happen to have a gene that's all confused, then you can be another. I don't know. I guess. I never went through biology. They threw me out. Story for another day. But you're either an Xer or a Yer. That way there, nobody can be mad about male or female. Right? It's really that simple. And if there's no legal, what legal definition of gender do you want? Because the left won't take the true legal gender definition. Not going to happen. The resolution before the Berkeley student government was a statement of opposition to these proposed changes intended to display solidarity with members of the LGBTQ community, specifically transgender, intersex, non-binary, and gender. This is the one I love, right? So you want gender called out. However, non-binary means you're no gender. gender nonconforming means you're not really a gender either. You're just kind of what you are, where you are, when you want to be what you are. Which in and of itself is confusing. Chow, who says she campaigned clearly as a candidate who would represent the Christian community, chose not to vote for the bill, stating that she could not do so without compromising her values and her responsibility to the community. Remember, I keep telling you guys, we are a representative government. Even at the college level, when they elect you in, you represent those people. Let's see if we can get this straight, because I know some of you are trollers listening. On social media, anyway. Here's how it works. A representative government. If you are in a Christian-esque area, town, city, whatever, people are going to tend to vote for people running for office that have Christian principles. If you're in an area that's much more liberal, they're going to vote for people who have much more liberal viewpoints. That's why it's called... If you want to take a minute to look it up, I'll wait. That's why it's called representative government. It's not called mob rules. It's not called a dictatorship. Look, I got elected to office. I didn't get elected to office to push my views and to vote the way I think. I got elected to office to vote the way the constituents in my area want me to vote. Not what they want me to vote in downtown L.A., which is 60 miles from here. Insult intended, but not how they want me to vote in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't represent them. And thank you, Jesus, I don't represent New York City. That's what a representative government does. She went on to say, I didn't expect the backlash and misunderstanding to be so swift, Chow said, adding that she believed that the misunderstanding is one that comes from a difficulty to reconcile how the traditional Christian worldview can espouse love and validity for all individuals and yet disagree with certain identities or choices. She's right. She's exactly right. See, it's really funny. When somebody on the left thinks I'm nuts or doesn't agree with me because I believe in God... I'm a nut job. They're the sane one. Turn that around, whole different animal. We're haters. And that's why I've always said, they want to be able to do what they want to do, and you're supposed to think it's okay. That is now control. That's not equality, it's control. And for those of you who don't really understand the dictionary, look up the true meaning of fascism. Don't change it. Don't make it what you want it to be. Look up the real meaning of fascism. Tell me how that works out. Andrew Kay joins me after the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back. And if you're not proud to be an American, This just might not be the show for you. We are dripping red, white, and blue. You might be throwing up all over yourself if you listen any longer. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Remember what I told you the other day? We're trying something new because, you know, all those wonderful social media outlets are doing everything they can to keep me from getting to my 22 listeners, okay? And what we're doing right now is if you want us to text you and let you know that the show's coming up, you know, what time it starts and all that fun stuff, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And we're going to start rolling this out to where you'll get notices when we start to come up live. All right, I can't wait to get my next guest on. I always love having time with her on the air. Andrea Kay joins me. She's the host of the Andrea Kay Show. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be on. It's my first time to be with you since you had the major election victory
up there
in your area. And so I'm super excited to be, you know, bumping up against somebody who knows how to win an election.
You're making me sick.
You know how to do it, man.
Well, you know what it is? It's simply speaking your principles. It's simply telling the truth in love and not backing down off of what you believe. People don't have to totally agree with you, but if they're not worried about you lying to them, they're willing to vote for you.
Right. And if you have passion and genuineness, it's like Trump. You know, people respond to genuineness. We've been fed enough. We had 8 years of Obama, who eloquently promised the world and delivered Hoboken. No offense to Hoboken. But, you know, it's people responded to President Trump and his honesty and his love of country. And, you know, conservatism explained in a way that's brutally honest and real and really what this country was founded on.
Yeah. And, you know, the Republicans, I got to just say, you and I have had this conversation before. We suck at getting the message out. It's really that simple. We don't know how to get our message out. We want to act like gentlemen when they're playing guerrilla warfare. We need to change our whole strategy. I'm not suggesting violence, but I'm suggesting we jump all over the stuff. We stop allowing them to get underfoot, you know, with us, and we take them on head on in these elections. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And it is, we have a tougher road to hoe with that. We've got a tougher slog here because socialism sounds really good on a bumper sticker. You know, free sounds really good to people who don't understand there's no such thing. The old mantra of, you know, it's not our values. We've got to let these poor people in, you know. But entitlement programs is a lot more appealing to people than roll up your sleeves and get to work because this country doesn't offer you anything but opportunity. So it's tougher to sell opportunity than it is to sell free. But you know what? This country, hearing that song that you sang, you should remind everybody the greatness of America, the system that we have that doesn't offer entitlement programs isn't based on that. It's based on opportunity and hard work and ambition. Is the system that's created the greatest level of prosperity for the greatest number of its citizens and provided the greatest amount of humanitarian and military aid around the world. We should be proud of that. We should have a message that we can say to the American people that will reach to them and have them understand the value of that. But it's been made harder on us when we lost the education system to the left.
Yeah, you know, it's one of my arguments, and you've heard me say it to my conservative people listening to the show, and my Christian buddies. You know, we screwed up. You screwed up. If you're an educator and you're a conservative or you're a Christian, you should be in these schools. You should be in the community colleges. You should be professors. You should be not pushing your belief system, but living out your belief system as you've been called to do. And the only thing these kids see is the leftist professors that will fail them if they don't, you know, get in line with what they're teaching and what they're believing, and it just makes life so hard. And it ruins these kids for quite some time outside of school. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're ruined emotionally, mentally. They're being indoctrinated into the social justice warrior mindset. The curriculum with all their socialism, where they're teaching capitalism is bad and socialism is good. I mean, it makes the Republicans' messaging far more difficult, you know, as we're out on the campaign trail. But you know what? We had a lot going into the congressional, to these midterms. We had the wind at our back, and that's why the Democrats have had to try to steal it, because the American people may not understand a lot of the basics of economics because it's not being taught in the schools, but they do know they got more money in their paycheck. They do know they got a job that they didn't have before, right?
Oh, the founder of BET came out and said, hey, look, Trump has done a great job with the economy. He's put our people back to work. And by the way, I wasn't offended at all by him saying he's put our people back to work. You know, and he was saying, look, Trump said it and he meant it. You've been voting for them for 60 years. You got nothing to lose. Vote for me. You've got nothing to lose. And he was exactly right. And they gained. They did nothing but gain, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think black business ownership for small businesses is up like 400%.
Yep.
People, you know, yeah, the stock market's kind of been up and down in the past few weeks, but I'm still in a net gain. I don't know about you, you know, and what your retirement accounts look like. And, you know, we're all better off. The old question, are you better off today than before? You know, economically we are. So the left, all they had in terms of, you know, their messaging, this is actually the midterms in which our messaging was better. That's why the left has had to resort to try to stealing the election with all their different shenanigans, because the only message they had was one of hate and division.
Well, you saw the pictures of Dr. Gina Loudon's husband, John Loudon, and he was talking about what was going on down there in Florida and how bad it actually was. But here's the deal. Governor Scott, this is his fault. He had a chance to replace the the Broward County election officials, all of them, and he didn't do it. He had a chance to do that a couple of years back. The judge gave him open license to make it happen. And when he was asked on Fox News yesterday, why didn't you do it, he sidestepped the answer. And he said, look, I'm focusing on today. I'm focusing on now. Right? And going,
well, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but this is what the Republicans do. I mean, it's like they don't, the Democrats are playing a long game and gaining ground, and it's death by a thousand cuts every day. The Republicans are always playing defense. They're always in reaction mode, and they wait until they don't deal with anything and any issues at hand. And, you know, then when a crisis erupts, they act as though they're in the fight and in the battle, and they are in the moment. They might win one little battle here and there, but the left is winning the war. We got to take our elections back.
We need to fight back. We don't fight back. Talk about more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host here with Andrea Kay. Don't go far. She's got a lot to say, I'm sure.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to grapple with the deadly wildfire outbreak with no end in sight. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is well more than 93,000 acres.
That's over 150 square miles.
LA County Fire Chief Daryl Osborne.
It's just larger than the size of the city of Denver. This is the largest fire on record, dating back over 100 years.
That's an L.A. County record. Meanwhile, the Camp Fire in Northern California has claimed nearly four dozen victims so far, and around 200 people are still missing.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can.
Corey Honey is the Butte County Sheriff. Special teams have been brought in to look for bone fragments. Both fires are around 30% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. I have got to learn, you know, how to do a Lawrence Welk impression. Because I think Lawrence Welk introducing that song would just be so funny. I'll figure it out one of these days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Listen, you can catch this lady if you're down in the San Diego area. San Diego, beautiful area, by the way. I mean, San Diego is just a pretty place to be. Andrea Kay. Oh, God, I'm going to shoot myself. Andrea Kay joins me. She's the host of the Andrea Kay Show. Used to guest host for me before she became a bigwig. Got her own show Monday through Fridays. And she's got a great show, too. I sneak over there from time to time. I look at the comments you guys are making. And Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here. I mean, I'm not so important that Facebook has decided to take me down, man. That's when you know you're huge. You're big.
No, because you're a loving and kind person. Apparently, I'm Satan's second cousin. You know, I mean, that's why they yanked me down. It's just amazing. Yeah. And it won't matter what we do or how we do. Look, I don't know if you were talking to people, but I had some people doing the counting in L.A. County, or they were there overseeing the counting of the ballots. And they were telling me, and I trust these guys because I've known them for a while, and they're telling me that they're looking at signatures that don't match, and they're putting them in the accept pile. They're looking at addresses that aren't right. Birth dates should have left blank. The whole, you know, I mean, all these things that should have been shoved aside and at least rechecked, they put them in the win category. All right? And then tonight he was telling me there were people trying to get out of there by 5 o'clock, and they were flipping through ballots just to see if they were signed, and that was it. They weren't even checking signatures. So I don't know how you fight that. I really don't.
Well, What we need to do, well, the Republican Party has allowed the left to push and push and push. You know, the left is better at messaging, as we talked about before, and the left messaging of, oh, it should be as easy as possible. We need to make it as easy as possible for people to vote. The Republicans who want to put in voter ID laws or stop provisional balloting or stop early voting, they're trying to stop minorities. It's voter suppression. When what it is the left has done a really good job by pushing all those different measures that make it easy for fraud, easy for the left to steal elections, and here we are. And, you know, we've got basically the DMV mindset at play here. You know, you've got people that don't care, workers that don't care about anything. It's the same mindset as government workers. And really, what we should have done is we should value our vote so much as Americans that we should be of the mindset that the only people who get to vote early and by mail or by mail is the military. The rest of us, You ought to care enough about your vote that you're not going to go on vacation when it's election day. You're going to make sure you're in town, you've got a voter ID, and you get to the polls. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I look at this stuff. Go ahead.
I was just going to say one final thing. We don't have these machines that can be hacked into. And somebody else suggested that it should be you got to vote out in open so that people know who you are and who you voted for. We need to be protecting our vote because the left has done everything that they can to steal elections. And it's Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the vote.
That's right. Look, we have men and women that have died for decades for our right to vote, our sacred right to vote. I am tired of hearing how people can't get IDs, they can't get to the voting, but they can't. There are groups and organizations all over the place that will help you. If that vote is so sacred, so needed, right, your right to have, then you'll find a way to get it. We will make a way, or we will find a way to help you get that. If you're a senior and you can't get out, there are senior services in every county and every town in this country. They can help you get that ID. I'm tired of hearing about how it disenfranchises people because it's not true. My Italian grandmother, who got her citizenship, she could figure out how to vote. The woman had a hard time getting through American money, but she could figure out how to vote.
You got to have an ID to go buy alcohol in this country. Don't tell me that you care more about, you're willing to go get an ID so you can buy a 40-ounce at the 7-Eleven, then you can get an ID and go vote.
So, Andrew, the next 2 years, impeach or investigate and impeach, right? I mean, they've got nothing else on the board.
Right. Yeah, that's why Mueller was waiting around. We know that he ain't found anything. What's he got? You know that Manafort did the same thing that John Podesta did that he gave immunity for. You know that played fast and loose with some taxes or whatever, or didn't declare some stuff. You know they both were working as foreign agents and both helping Russian companies. But Manafort unfortunately was working with the Trump campaign, so that's why he went down. There's nothing involving Russian collusion. It's all a hoax. And, but the left will stop at nothing because it's all about power. And, I'm glad Sessions is gone, but Trump should have replaced him a long time ago.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was, you and I have talked about that before. That was totally mind-boggling. Most of the time he was in a comatose condition in his office. You never heard from the guy. You never saw him do anything really in their face. You know, the temporary appointment, I guess, of the new AG. What's the first thing he says? He comes out and says, it's real simple. We're going to follow the law. We're simply going to follow the law at the border. I mean, how do you fight that? How do you get an injunction against the law? You can't. It's impossible. About time.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Jeff Sessions was not about upholding the law. I couldn't stand it. His little passive-aggressive resignation letter, because you asked me to. You know, when your boss asks you in private, hey, I'm willing to accept your resignation letter, that means that you're going to turn in a resignation letter and pretend that it was your idea and leave gracefully. No, he does this long-winded, I did this and I did that and I upheld the law. No, you didn't uphold the law, Jeff Sessions. He actually, remember when he came to Oakland? I think he was on your show that night.
This
big show. He comes into Oakland and he calls out that mayor of Oakland. How dare she give a heads up to the illegals? You should have arrested her.
Yep. This is what I don't get. I don't get any of this stuff. These people break the law and they do nothing to them. They do nothing with them. The woman in Broward County, go back to her again. Why isn't Why isn't Brenda Snipes in jail? Why wasn't she put in handcuffs right. The first time? Why isn't she in handcuffs? When they came with court order to the door and said, you let us in to watch over this, and she said, no, come back in the morning, they should have brought the SWAT team in and kicked those doors down and done their job, done what they were told to do by a judge. But we didn't do that because we're nice people.
Well, yeah, because we're scared. See, Governor Scott. Now, Governor Scott is fighting for his life to maintain to for a seat that he earned against a woman that he allowed to stay in their position. You know, if it wasn't for our country being at stake, I would say you're getting what you deserve, Governor Scott, because you allowed this to happen, and the Republican Party did. So, in Arizona, I mean, does it make sense to you that the mayor, the Republican governor, won by 350,000 votes, but the same county voted for a Democrat? No, gee, magically, no. The day after the election, 500,000 ballots came in, and they put cinema over the top. I mean, come on.
Yep.
You know, I mean, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, in the words of the great Judge Judy. And the Republican Party, they don't fight. They never fight.
No.
We're giving they're giving our country away. And Jeff Flake, did you see his tweet today? Oh, he's so happy that cinema won. Really?
Really?
Yeah, he's happy that cinema won.
Shows you where he's coming from, doesn't it?
Yeah. He doesn't care. The day after Veterans Day, he tweets that he's happy that the woman who said she was okay with Americans taking up arms of the Taliban, he's glad she won.
Well, she was taken out of context. We misunderstood her. I thought she spoke English. That was simple English.
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe she meant take up, you know, chopsticks and eat chop suey or something. She didn't mean take up arms with the Taliban.
It never stops. It just never stops. But again, you know, back to one of the conversations I had earlier on the show was about money. The Dems spent over $6 billion, okay, to take the seats that they took this time around. When you look at, even in my area with the Steve Knight race, one of the most contested races, Steve Knight against Katie Hill. Now, I don't know Katie Hill, but here's what I do know. A 30-year-old, my understanding, now I haven't gone over to her house and knocked on her door. She's lived with her parents. Her poor husband's on permanent disability. If he's sick, if there's something wrong with him, then, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just trying to make a point. She's 30 years old. What has she been through? What shows us the kind of decision-making she can make? Or come up with, for that matter. I wouldn't want a 30-year-old Republican that hadn't been in some kind of situation. And you know
not
what that
unless
sounds
he
like.
Was an Alex P. Keaton. Not unless he was Alex P. Keaton and been running, you know, a financial management company since he was 15. Maybe then.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Heat up your coffee. Andrea will join us after the break. We've got her locked in a room. She's not getting out till we're done. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk that is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You gotta love horn. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, listen. Here's how it goes. I can't play that again. I don't have it up on my screen. But if the board op is listening and you could play that again, it would be great. But I'm sure you've already run halfway down the road. Anyhow, if anybody knows what the song was or where that came from, send me an email. The first one that gets it right, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I will send you a free copy of Dr. Gerard Lomero's book, More Good News for America. Okay? You just got to tell me where that song came from. Not the proper name, but where it came from. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. Andrea Kay joins me, host of the Andrea Kay Show, and no, you can't win the book, so don't even. And if you know the name of the song, don't say it. because I want to see how long it takes them to figure it out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, Andrea. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's hard to believe I've already been on like 2 segments because it just flies when I'm off with you, man. Thanks for having me. Super fun. You have the best show out there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Can we let somebody over at Salem know that? Can you write them a letter or something, an email, whatever?
Well, I already have. I've been singing your praises, man. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Hey, I'm hoping to do my show down at the border. I would love for you to make it down here. I know it's scary. I know nobody wants to come down here and go to the border.
If you promise to protect me, I'll come down. Because I'm, you know, the coward that I am. I'll need some help. But anyway. I know. I would love to do. You know, you and I have talked about this. I'd love to do some stuff with you. And you know, maybe even at times, you know, we do one of the shows together, one of the hours together, and you know, throw issues at each other. I think that would be great. So you have, let's see how you feel about this one. I know you know about this issue. So CNN now is suing El Presidente. And suing him because of the thing that went down with Acosta. And I said, look, he didn't say CNN, Acosta's got to go and you can't refill that seat. He's done. He should be done. The way he talked to the president, can you imagine if one of us did that to Obama?
Wow. Yeah, right? You know, if that had been you talking to Obama, although I actually played a clip on my show, when Obama had somebody shouting questions and being disrespectful, he told them that he wasn't going to answer a question. He had the person thrown out, and the rest of the press corps was chanting, Obama, Obama, Obama.
Yep.
That's the difference. Had that same person manhandled an intern female, had that been you, and yes, he did manhandle her, shame on the phony Republicans like Ben Shapiro saying it didn't happen. It did. He manhandled that girl and pushed her away and, with his arm, pushed her arm down. The Secret Service would have tackled you and hauled you out by, your scruff or by, Acosta and his little, pompous, cufflinks. But no, he's Jim Acosta, and he's the liberal darling, and Trump is right. It's all about grandstanding. My question is, for the left is always playing the long game. What do you think the legal long game is for why Ted Olson, who Ted Olson represented Bush and Bush v. Gore? I'm trying to figure out the legal long game here.
Well, I think they're trying to squelch any way. I think they're trying to squelch any way for decorum, like you just said it a minute ago, if we had done that to Obama, we would have been thrown out and they would have said nothing. This will give them the ability, if they win, and I don't think they'll win this thing, but let's say by some odd miracle they do win it. This will give them the ability to decide who gets, to allow anybody in, and you know that people that are pro-left are never going to treat their president like this. Only a Trump type of person. You know that. I want you to think about something.
Yeah.
You said it a minute ago, though. You went by it pretty quick. What did they start chanting when things get out of hand? They start chanting Obama, right? When things get out of hand in a Trump scenario, what do they chant? USA. Right?
Yeah.
Big difference. Yeah. Are we worshiping Obama?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? What's the difference? The people that are, who were they for? They were for Obama.
Right.
Now, if you're for Trump here, America. Oh, my God, whatever. Anyhow, yeah. See, you can get
that's
my blood
why, and that's why we got to think about what the legal long game is, because the left is always using the courts to try to push and further their agenda against us. And that lawsuit, CNN is using Acosta for that lawsuit. It's got to be so that they can penetrate the White House with people that will shout him down and take over these press conferences are to push their agenda. And it's shameful. It's shameful. Jim Acosta, this is the perfect symbol for liberalism, though, isn't it? The use of the courts, the sense of entitlement that he's got.
Oh, yeah.
The disdain that they have for the U.S. Constitution, the idea that their desires are right. I don't know about you, but my pocket constitution doesn't say that some yo-yo yokel from CNN or whoever anybody wants. I don't have a press pass. I don't have a hard press where I get to show up anytime that I want. This is just about a sense of entitlement.
Yeah, I mean, think about what you said earlier, though. The thing that bothered me about what Shapiro said, can you imagine one of us brushing away a female worker's hand in the same scenario, even if we were somewhat, not being as aggressive as Acosta was, but just simply touching her to move her hand away. Can you imagine what they would have said about us? Seriously.
You mean like Corey Lewandowski when they accused him of throwing Michelle Fields to the ground?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right, I mean, yeah.
And where is she today, by the way? Do we know? Nowhere, yes.
Anyway. Now, Breitbart ended up firing her because it ended up, her story ended up proving to be false.
Right.
And all the people that jumped to her side without any evidence ended up having egg on their face. And some of those are the same people that are saying that it didn't happen. Well, you know what? Sorry, Ben Shapiro. Don't tell me that I didn't see what I saw. And, you know, really, where was the Me Too movement protecting that young woman?
Oh, no, no, no. No, they're going to protect Acosta first. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah.
He is in the face of the president. They like that. They think it's okay. Again, if we had done it to them, it would have been disrespectful. We would have been acting like kids in their mind. But they're okay with this. And the proof that they're okay with this is they're fighting to get him back in. I think the president will win this on the side of saying, no, we don't have a right to let anybody in. We have to allow the press to have access. But do we have to allow everybody who says they're with the press? Do we have to allow anybody who has a media? There's things I can't get in, and I'm sure this thing, look,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's things that look at you and say, no, I'm sorry, you're, Messina, you're down at the sea level for media. We'll catch you later. You're not getting in.
Right.
Do I go?
You don't have a pass.
Right.
So maybe this will work out in our favor, because maybe the courts will rule that anybody who says that they're a journalist gets access.
Oh.
So that will open up the door to thousands and thousands, and then Jim Acosta will get pushed out because it'll be a lottery system, or will be a rotating system. And, you know, then it'll be 3 years before he has a chance to get back in. Good. I would love to see that happen. He's not a journalist. You know, this whole thing about President Trump is trying to shut down the free press. Since when has the media been acting like a press, acting like journalists? That's not how they're not behaving how the founders wanted. They wanted a free press who would actually hold all elected officials accountable. He's not acting as the free press. No, he was acting like Mitt Romney trying to debate Trump in a 2020 primary. It was shameful and disgraceful.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, you brought up Mitt, you had to bring up Mitt Romney's name. You know, he won a Senate seat, and when you're talking about numbers or the numbers that we have in Senate, him being in that Senate seat and being anti-Trump means that we won't get any power. We won't get any love from his seat. He's going to be an anti-Trumper even while he's there in the Senate, which is just so sad, so disgusting. I'm not happy about that at all. You know?
No, I'm not. I mean, basically, we got rid of Flake and we got Sinema. Okay, so that was an equal swap out. I don't remember, refresh my memory on who Mitt Romney replaced, but, you know, it was probably another rhino. Paul Ryan, you know, okay, so he's no longer Speaker of the House. Well, what's the difference between him and Nancy Pelosi? So, you know, President Trump faced two opposition parties when he went to D.C., and there's far too many of these rhinos left around, and they're just as much about big government and big spending as the left. They just want to be the ones in charge of it. Mitt Romney, Mr. Architect of Obamacare. You know, it's like, man, did we make a mistake nominating him in 2012. What a sham.
Oh, tell me about it. So listen, what do you think now about the accusers of Kavanaugh coming out and some of them saying they lied? They were mad, so they lied. And should these women do time? Should they be brought up on charges? What should happen to them? What do you think?
You know, I don't know that there's a law that makes it possible for them to be brought up on charges. Grassley has referred one of them because the one who did the interview in NBC contradicted a statement that she made that was under sworn testimony. I don't know that the other one did, since they didn't actually go to law enforcement. Blasey Ford didn't go to law enforcement conveniently, and because she didn't have a proper claim. So I don't know that false charges can be that they've broken the law necessarily. But maybe what the legislator needs to do is come up with a law that says you can't do this, that if you're going to make a claim against a sitting official who's on the nomination process and you're proven to have lied and been dishonest, you're going to jail. You're going to the post.
Yeah, the problem is, this isn't, as I tell people, this isn't a simple claim. This is one of the most heinous things you can do to another human being, and, you know, and should be treated as such. But if you lie on someone, and you ruin their lives. Anyway, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you, find your show, and learn more about you.
Thanks for having me. Just go to andrewkidshow.com and you'll see all the stuff there. It's always an honor to be on with you, so keep doing what you do. You know, he wrote Rojo.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, come back in the next hour. We're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stories. I mean, topical stuff, but crazy stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live.